so, probably in, so along 20, so kind of over. Looks like we have a key, you know, cloud guy right here, hopefully won't start raining. Alright, so I'm going to talk about AOS, some of you might be familiar with the project, I'm just going to talk about the kind of components at a high level overview, talking about, you know, maybe some of the new tools that we have that we're shipping with the project. Almost everything here that I'm talking about is in Fedora, so you can play around with it, and then if we have some time, I'm going to show you some commands and whatnot. And, you know, talk about some, you know, sort of things that's coming in the direction. So what is it, for those who don't know, it's a set of tools, free open source tool geared toward infrastructure to cloud deployments. It's not a cloud provider, it's a set of tools to manage clouds, and again, it's infrastructure as a service. This is the level of cloud computing where you're giving access to resources such as virtual machines, such as, you know, network and disk and whatnot, resources in some data center, some managed data center, and then, you know, you're kind of giving root access to that. So the AOS tool set is used to manage those deployments in an open manner so that you can control those across clouds consistently. So without further ado, AOS consists of Delta Cloud, which is the core API. It is the core mechanism which you will interface with AOS Program Manager. Delta Cloud is a RESTful web service because a lot of cloud providers, you know, almost all cloud providers provide their services as web service and web service interface. So similar to anyone familiar with Lindbergh, the virtualization API, it kind of provides a central Lindbergh daemon that's kind of one management interface which you can manage these remote entities, these VMs running on hypervisors. Delta Cloud provides a server that is kind of central and able to manage those remote cloud providers. Image Factory is the image creation tool, the tool which you use to create images to be deployed across cloud providers. Images are defined, you specify a template, you know, containing the repositories, containing the software packages, the files that you want pressed on the image, and then you build the image. And then you would deploy that image, you know, via Delta Cloud. So, you know, AOS is kind of just an umbrella, kind of a kind of a big project consisting of a lot of these smaller components, kind of the Unix philosophy, where, you know, Delta Cloud does the cloud management, and that's it really well. Image Factory does the image building and deployments. IWHD is a generic key value store. If you're familiar with the field of cloud computing at all, you know that you can hook up generic key sort of storage options to various cloud providers. This is one very lightweight one that we've written in C that it can be attached to any cloud provider and that they can use to host data. We use it, for example, to host our images that we build with Image Factory so that we can deploy them to any cloud provider from there. You can use the same images.
What's the rationale? Because there's numerous key value stores, so what was the motivation?
Sure. Something that we own, something that's lightweight and suits our needs. IWHD has both a RESTful and a KMF-based interface to it, and you know, also provides, you know, pseudo command line tools, so it can be plugged into a lot of different places that we would want it to.
So is it sort of analogous to Delta Cloud in a way that it's like an abstraction layer for, and then on the back end, it's using a cloud provider for the actual storage?
No, it actually
does.
Where's
the actual doing
that? It actually does the storage. I believe that it can be interfaced with different storage providers on the cloud in such a manner. I don't know the specifics, but I know that it's primarily its purpose is to serve as a storage provider. So that's kind of interoperable with these components. And again, these components can work with the other backend cloud providers. Odd is a, when we first started generating our cloud images, they were kind of heavier and they were kind of more, they were harder to move around to different clouds and they're more bulky. So Odd is something that we came up with that it uses the notion of JEOS, just an operating system, to allow us to build images which are very lightweight, which are very portable, which are able to be moved between cloud providers very easily. And then we can use Odd to use the native system tooling to bootstrap different environments on those images. So you know, use Image Factory will build and spin up an image that's very lightweight, has very little requirements, very little dependencies, and then we use Oz that will use on RPM and Yum on RPM-based systems, perhaps Kickstart as well, depending on the circumstances and what's available, and on Debian and app and systems like that, AppGet and so on and so forth, on Windows and native Windows tooling, et cetera, et cetera. So it allows us to ship to build images a lot lighter than that.
So Mark is giving a presentation on BoxGrinder, I think at the same time slot as this. How does this compare and contrast with BoxGrinder? Because they kind of both solve the same purpose, right?
Sure. There are similarities, but BoxGrinder, I'm not terribly familiar with BoxGrinder, to tell you the truth. I don't believe they take this approach, though, do they?
My understanding is that they're more like offline image creation, and this is more boot a VM and install it. So
exactly.
I guess there's pros and cons to that.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're different ways to approach the problem and to tackle the issue. So I think that this allows us to generate kind of more portable images. To be able to move, have images that are able to be able to move between cloud providers and, go from there. So, going along with that, there's the Snap project, which was just recently introduced. It's a system snapshotter, which uses, similar to Oz, the native tooling that is present on the system itself, to take a snapshot of that system. So now you can take snapshots of systems running on the cloud and be able to move those snapshots in between different cloud providers. And again, in the spirit of kind of more interoperability and less vendor lock-in when you're adopting a cloud provider, you can use Snap. And then there's Conductor, which kind of orchestrates a lot of these components. Which brings things together in a web front. So, to use it, before we go on, there's also a project which I'm introducing at this BugCon that a couple of us are working on, MyCloud, which is a high-level LLC API orchestrating some of these components, similar to Conductor, in the sense that it can be used to manage Image Factory and Delta Cloud and IWHD, and it provides a rich CV API which you can use to control different cloud providers at that level, and then additional tooling can be built on top of that. So we'll talk about that a little bit more in a bit. So, just continuing on. The idea behind this is to provide a generic interface which should manage and monitor infrastructure as a service cloud computing, provide an open source solution to control cloud providers, and provide simple tooling to build images, deploy images, and view and modify resources. So we didn't cover all that very much. So to use Conductor, it's really simple, and Fedora, Yum, install AOS all, which contains the entire ship. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just like, yes.
Install AOS all and then run the configuration tool. This will take care of configuring all the different components, and then all you have to do is navigate to Conductor and use the web interface. From there, you can define different things like deployments and define your different cloud providers and whatnot using the supply interface.
So in terms of cloud providers, like obviously if you have an Amazon account, you can connect to that and use Rackspace and so forth. What about just like a native Fedora cloud? Is there work on that in progress?
Absolutely. We have support for both Rev and OpenStack, I believe.
So Rev, you mean Overt then, we talked about the open source side of it.
Yes. Delta Cloud supports a lot of different cloud providers. If OpenStack isn't done, it's in progress and all that. But they're all documented on the Delta Cloud website.
There was a project, actually it was a Fedora 16 feature page for Condor Cloud, which is basically really lightweight, set up a couple Fedora boxes and manage it as a cloud. Did that ever get finished?
We wrote that. So, cool. It helps write it to use the Condor management framework as a cloud provider. So jobs are kind of more analogous to clouds and it's pretty cool. It's definitely worth something to check it out. And it's probably easy to update, but yeah, there's definitely a lot more support here. But here's the different frameworks that Delta Cloud uses. So sorry. Going back to the presentation, so this is how you use the Conductor. How to use MyCloud. You install MyCloud. This is one of the few components that I'm going to talk about that isn't available on Fedora yet. To use it, you actually have to use my Yum repo, either going to yum.morrissey.org or morrissey.fedorapeople.org. Both repos contain the same bits. They both have the repo metadata. So once you set those up, you can install MyCloud, pulls in a couple extra components, then you set up your providers in MyCloud.yaml, and then you use MyCloud to control those and to launch the providers. The nice thing about this is that it's not, it doesn't require root access so that you can run MyCloud. ALS configures the ALS suite of utilities, but MyCloud just kind of centralized. So in MyCloud, it's a simple way to pull in and start various components and provide a C-level interface to do it. It's just to start a project. I'm looking to get various people to pitch in, throw in ideas. Going forward, cloud computing is a very new field. There's a lot of uncertainty in terms of adopting different cloud providers and whatnot. So as these things start to get integrated more and with the Cloud SIG and the Fedora desktop a little more, definitely looking towards people to kind of voice what they're looking for in terms of binding different tooling with the desktop at different levels and being able to facilitate that is kind of one of the goals of the project, to be able to address the needs of lots of different people. So you would edit MyCloud by this config file. And then this is some of the API that you would interface with as you initialize the system. You declare provider, declare deployable. You start up the, specify the connection to that. You connect to the actual provider. In this case, we're connected to the MAC provider. You define it deployable in the file that the image factory can be read in. It'll define that from the file. And then you deploy that to the cloud. So very simple, straightforward, no fuss interface. You disconnect from the provider. As you can see, from there we can write wrappers for different languages. We can build up, write different tooling in other different frameworks so that you can interface the desktop. Things like, various QMF, RESTful interfaces, LibNotify, DBus, So it's a simple way to deploy to various cloud providers, and that's about it for AOS. I have a follow-up presentation about Snap particularly. That's my sub-project. Or before we get into that, are there any questions or anything from there? Any thoughts as towards people's different experiences with different cloud providers and things that they're looking for? One deploying to the cloud,
I had a question. Is AOS able to deploy to two different providers at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. So
the same image can be, that's kind of the image factory that takes care of the abstraction. I'll bring up a quick template.
I've heard some things about Delta Cloud that you configured it for a single provider. And you had to kind of run different instances for each provider. But
this would be the case, the older version. Okay. Delta Cloud provides a RESTful interface. So in the web services header, so you can just specify the interface you're going for.
That seemed like a big limitation.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that that's.
Yeah. It's, I mean, originally the idea was like one Delta Cloud driver per, or one provider per instance of Delta Cloud per provider, but
My understanding of Delta Cloud is that the intent of it is that cloud providers will run the Delta Cloud daemon as part of their infrastructure. So from that perspective, it doesn't make sense for Amazon to have, you know, the interface for controlling a Rackspace environment. But since we don't obviously have Delta Cloud deployed inside of Amazon and these other providers, you're likely going to run your own Delta Cloud daemon, and in which case what you're talking about makes much more sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Delta Cloud is like the standalone web server so that you can kind of dispatch to multiple providers. And this is an example of the template description file. Here's where you would specify the you know, the type of system that you're trying to build, the repositories, the, you know, the package section files, and, you know, then this could be deployed to any provider. These are all services that can be started at Fedora, like I said. Said it provides a RESTful web interface, so it connects to it by specifying the location of the server. We're connecting to the Delta Cloud server to list images.
That's the local Delta Cloud server you're running on your laptop?
Yes, I started the server with sudo Delta Cloud service. And then I'm connecting to the actual service by the Delta Cloud client.
I
web interface for the Delta Cloud. The, you know, Delta Cloud is primarily a RESTful API, or RESTful. So this web interface is kind of a informational read-only. It's not really meant to be able to do any.
So was it meant to look like a web app or like a phone app website?
Quite possibly. I know we do have it work on mobile devices, so maybe it's kind of intended towards that, and just kind of as the simplest interface, right? But all right, I mean that's pretty much how you run Delta Cloud. I mean it's for some reason the command isn't planning to work with me, which is weird, but you know these presentations go. So it encompasses a few different sub projects. You can use those projects to deploy to any cloud provider as is. From Fedora, you can start interfacing various tools with the Delta Cloud server, the image factory tooling. You can use the Conductor web interface to start messing around and start kind of deploying things a little bit higher. If you want to start messing around with MyCloud, you can install that from my Yum repo, and the API and the documentation is hosted on GitHub. And you can just easily check it out. Mess around with the source. And like I said, if anyone has any ideas as far as what they're looking for with this, like a C API, a API at the C level to control different cloud providers, I'd love to hear your feedbacks and your thoughts so that you can, to develop something really solid and to be able to use it in different contexts from Fedora and to bind to the underlying systems. So, to talk about the Snap subproject a little bit and how you can use this to migrate across cloud providers. So let's say you have an instance deployed to EC2 or some VMware instance or some, and when I say cloud providers, I mean any, it doesn't just have to be on the cloud per se. It can be virtualization hypervisors. It can be a local machine, hardware, physical or virtual, that you want to take a quick snapshot of and migrate that. Snap can be used for that. So that, like I said, if you have an instance on EC2, you want to move to Rev or over, for example, you can take a quick snapshot. Picture from the GUI interface. It's a tool to take and restore snapshots in a simple, high-level manner. Unlike the virtualization, there are some emerging projects, B2B, and other tools to take migrations of virtualization disk images and libguestfs to crack open disk images. On cloud providers, you can't do that. Obviously, EC2 isn't going to provide the facilities to move images from their provider. There's vendor lock in there. In order to get around that, we take a snapshot of the system at a kind of abstract manner, a high level manner, we can record the state of the system without having to get into the too much details of the underlying storage mechanism. So it uses native operating system. It describes the system in this kind of abstract manner. It dispatches the build the backup and the snapshot request to the underlying system. That it uses the native tooling of that system to take care of backing up repositories, packages, and files. In services using the native tooling, using the Postgres tooling, using the web server and various other server tooling to be able to really kind of tightly couple the snapshots to what's actually on the system. And then right now there's support for Archneon and Yum-based distros with Debian and as well as Debian AppKit distros as well as Windows. And Windows actually supports some decent mechanisms. was to be able to automatically install packages, when I say packages, I mean software in the Windows world, and to, you know, be able to see what's installed and to back that up. So, you know, this is provides an abstract interface to take snapshot on any service, on these underlying systems. So, a simple way to take them sort of snapshots. They're efficient and they only contain data that can't automatically be replicated. The files, for example, are going to be the files that are modified outside of the package management system. So you're not getting the cruft that comes with the operating system. You're just getting the extra bits that you care about that and the metadata to represent to produce the environment in which those bits make sense in. And you know that they're represented abstractly, but they're tightly coupled to the underlying system, and allowing you to migrate snapshots into you know, each backend mechanism has complete access to the configuration, has complete access to the metadata subsystems, so that they can write and read the data that they need to they need to be able to determine what's running to be able to tightly couple. The backup and snapshot operations to those. So, how to use it? It's actually pretty simple. Again, it's on Fedora. You install Snap. You install Snap GTK. Use Snap tool. It requires unreal privileges because it's, you know, accessing restricted subsystems. Then you back up the system, including, you know, what you want to back it up. And you restore it. It's very simple to use. It's very intuitive interface. A single config file used to modify the various parameters on the system. Here you see just pretty simple for files you want to modify, exclude services, various service parameters. Again, the whatever is required, the snapshot, the snap system can back into the portals. And then the graphical snap interface, which is a little bit easier to use, provides support for encryption. You can use things like cron to schedule regular snapshots. And then to extend, you can easily drop new backends in. Probably going to change the directory, which you can drop those in to make it a little more friendlier. They'll be automatically picked up. They implement the snap interface to whatever underlying subsystem. It's really easy to extend and use. You know, I wrote a couple for Funcon to do a hack fest yesterday that a few people attended. Let's see here. Here's one for Bind. Bind is actually really simple just because it stores the configuration in flat files. But you know, you can easily determine what backend operating system you're running. In this case, Windows doesn't apply, and Bind is a shipware. Then, you know, we can easily do the snap interface allows you need to specify if the service is available, install if it's not available, you know, actually run the backup operation, back into the files, making a record, storing some metadata, which I can further then restore, and then restore it from there. So, you know, we have tons of adapters written for, you know, several different servers, a lot of the big services. You know, these things, you know, looking to kind of form a kind of more of a community and a couple as people have different needs to migrate and move applications across different cloud providers and different to and from the cloud and whatnot, you know, you see that these start forming more of a community and more people will start to adopt some of these things for their own needs. So, as you see, I can add Apache Cupid to back up the queues, Git.